This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That is the full-time whistle. Brighton and Hove Albion 0, Liverpool 2. Yes, once again in the Premier League, the gap goes down between Manchester City and Liverpool to 3 points. The Citizens taking on Crystal Palace Monday night to extend that back to 6 before Liverpool's game in hand over Arsenal in the midweek. Chris, it was a really comfortable win for Liverpool.
It's the exact type of game I didn't think we were going to enjoy between now and the end of the season, to be honest with you. It's that sort of professionals, the word that springs to mind, isn't it? You go in, you get yourself a nice fairly early goal in the first half, you get yourself a second goal in the second half, and you walk away and hopefully never remember the game again.
Yeah.
And if it is remembered, it'll be remembered for a goalkeeping error, and that's it. That's just in the headlight, it's in the wing mirror, in the fucking whatever it is, you know what I mean? And you just plough forwards now, and that's what you've got to do. It was such a good performance.
In the rear parking camera.
Yes, okay. I don't have them. I still haven't upgraded mine to a proper noughties car yet. I'm loving that. Like, league table now with 66 points. They're on 69 points. But Liverpool have put in a performance there. You got Salah scoring again. Hopefully there's nothing of note with him. Hopefully it's precautionary, which is why they took him off. Uh-huh. You got Diaz scoring again in a really, really strong man of the match performance. And everyone the manager picked played well. Couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, no, I agree. That was exactly the kind of result. We talked about this in the build-up show about how Brighton were probably a decent team for us to come up against, because they do want to play football. They're not going to solely dedicate themselves towards sticking men behind the ball and stopping you playing. They've got a bit of ambition themselves, and having, you know, okay, we lost the on the night to Inter Milan, but we crafted some brilliant opportunities in that. We did all the right things apart from hit the back of the net. That it would be nice to then go and play a game of football when you can have it your way. And yeah, in that regard, what I was hoping for was a 2-0 or a 3-0 there, where you get a goal in either half, you don't have to work yourself to the bone, you don't need to, you know, no controversy conspiring against you and all this kind of stuff. And that's exactly what we need. We've had a tough old spell in the last couple of weeks, going back to the League Cup final, having to go all the way to penalties in that. You think about the West Ham game and obviously the Inter Milan game. It's nice to show that the Reds can just go out there and just do a win, do a nice, comfortable, solid win, and as you say, put your feet up for the rest of the weekend. Now, if you care for the other results, great. Enjoy all of those games of football, knowing that Liverpool are in the best shape they can possibly be, and then roll on Monday in Man City and Kesara. No one expects Palace to do anything there, but if they do, then Liverpool have earned the right for that to happen by the performance they put in today. Do you want to hit us with the stats from the game?
I literally just got away from them because I was checking when Arsenal play, because I don't think they play today, do they? So an extra day's rest against before we play Arsenal as well is always a good thing. So I think Arsenal play tomorrow. Statistics on the day, actually. Brighton had a lot more of the ball in the second half because they turned it round to 52-48. It was 43 to Brighton 57 at half time, I think, if I remember correctly. Total shots dominated there, 18 to 8. 9 shots on target there, 3 shots on target. Big chances, they had one and they missed it, which I think would be Mopey's, when he skied that one straight over the bar. We had 3 big chances and only missed one of them, which I think will have been Salah when he sprays it wide. I'm guessing. We obviously hit the woodwork again, that was Salah. We had 3 counter-attacks, they didn't have any. All 3 of our counter-attacks, interestingly enough, ended with shots. So all told, you know, let's have a little look at the info goal stuff as well while we're here thinking about it. I'm just going to try and bring this up because that wasn't updated. So we've got the XG side of things. So looking at Brighton's, there's one on the edge of the penalty area, which will be the Mopey, I'd guess. Oh, no, that's Trossard. Okay, 25%. You got Danny Welbeck towards the end of the game, 89th minute. Don't even remember that.
That was the one Alisson tips over the bar.
Big fat penalty there from Mo Salah, which is ridiculous, which will be 80%, I think it is, or something like that. 80%, yeah, for a penalty. And then you've got Diaz at 20% probability, but we had so many shots inside the penalty area. I always talk about that sort of area that's the width of the 6-yard box until about the penalty spot being the best area that you can take your shots in. Liverpool have had shots in that area today. We created loads and loads of chances. Brighton did well-ish, but Liverpool walk away comfortable winners.
Hey guys, it's Steve here. Hopefully you are enjoying this podcast. Just want to let you guys know, if you want even more Red Men TV goodness in your ears, every single show that we produce over on our subscription service, Red Men Plus, also comes in podcast format. So you can get all of our amazing content on the go. Hopefully you enjoyed that one and hopefully you enjoyed the rest of the show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the thing about those, about you can see it, loads of those shots of the pool, that their penalty area on info goal is peppered. It's like a shotgun shot at the penalty area, and there's loads of little dots all over from Liverpool having efforts, and loads of them are just like our blocks, and you know they don't come to much, but it all contributes towards a gradual wearing down of them and what they're doing, and that leads to physical fatigue, which leads to mental fatigue, and then that leads to doors being opened. And again, it was another example of, think about that Diaz chance late on when he goes clean through from the Thiago pass. He just needs to square it to Jota. Diaz, I mean, look, Diaz put a hell of a shift in there. If that happens 10, 15 minutes earlier, I suspect he probably gets, we probably come away with another goal. But these all, again, this is all just excellent game management from Liverpool. We grabbed the ball from Brighton and then we just wore them down as a war of attrition over time. Made some good positive subs in what we were doing as well. And yeah, just a good old game of football on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I've just brought up, I just explained, it's something we do on the Stats and Tactics show every single week on the Red Men TV. So this is Liverpool's shots against Inter Milan, and this is the area of the field that I'm talking about quite often. You can see these sort of little circles here. I'm just sort of trying to highlight it there on the screen using the green marker. That's the best area right in front of the goalkeeper.
So you're talking, there's a green circle dead centre in the 6-yard box.
Where you're more likely to score than anywhere else in an XG model, and then it goes and it works. So this is a beautiful sort of data visualization here, which is something the Total Football Analysis use. And then this obviously is the worst. And anywhere outside this becomes incredibly difficult.
Just for the podcast listeners,
from.
Tell people what you're talking about.
So we're talking edge of the penalty area centrally to just wide of the 6-yard box, inside the penalty area, probably 12 yards out. It's still a decent place to shoot from. But you can see just from the shots against Inter Milan, I'm just going to highlight them now. They're all 5 of those shots by all of our big hits on the day, if I remember correctly, are all inside that area, which sort of shows you that Liverpool are taking the shots in the right places. We do this on the Stats and Tactics every single week. This is a trend that has been happening for Liverpool over the last sort of 3 or 4 years under Jurgen Klopp, where when Phil Coutinho was at the football club, I'm just going to mark it up now actually on the iPad, you can actually see that Liverpool would take loads and loads and loads of shots, and slash Phil Coutinho would take loads and loads and loads of shots from outside the penalty area, but they're all for nothing. Yeah. You don't score very many of these things. And what Liverpool have done, as there's a concerted effort, and we've seen this with the data week in, week out, that they're getting their shots off from inside the penalty area in good positions. Now, it turns out at the weekend against Inter Milan that we didn't score from those, but if I just bring up today's once again to sort of back that up, you can see Liverpool taking shots in that area of the goal where, or in front of the goal where they are likely to score. Yeah. It's so interesting. You need to get over onto Redmen Plus. You need to sign up. We'll show you this each and every week and we'll hopefully add to your enjoyment of this Liverpool side.
Absolutely, yeah. Plenty of great stuff going on over there. As mentioned, I did the Journal Insight with Neil Jones talking about the issues with Roman Abramovich and the sanctions and what that means for him and for Chelsea Football Club as well. And we showed the trailer at half-time, the Story of a Crew, a documentary coming exclusively to Redmen Plus in a week or so's time as well. So yeah, we've got you covered in all kinds of different angles. And we have you covered as well here on YouTube and beyond as the game has worn to a close. We're going to be doing your reactions very shortly live. If you're a YouTube member, you get access to that chat. Chris will be doing player ratings. We'll be then live streaming over on Redmen Plus for the instant match reaction. 20 minutes or so, really diving a bit more depth and detail into this game ahead of Monday's final word show. And then, yeah, we will be doing a Redmen React, talking about the Salah contract stuff over on Plus as well. So, yeah, if you enjoy what we do and you want to support what we do, then, yeah, do consider a subscription to Redmen Plus. And we'll give you loads and loads of extra content in video and in podcast form as well to keep you occupied in the downtime between Liverpool's many, many football matches. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us for the watch-along and the final whistle.
Big shout-out to Danny as well. Oh, Modern yeah. again, thank you so Mod much.
Extraordinaire. Yeah, and we'll be back very soon. Ta-ra.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.